There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Get up, you beast. Top horse racing plays. Express Bet editor-in-chief Jeremy Plonk. We're going to Saratoga. Hello, Parcells. Race 70 likes the 3. Spicy Marg on top, 7-2. And in race 9, he likes the 1 on top. At 6-1. You can bet, wager on these races and more at First Bet, the horse racing app of VSiN. If you sign up today, use the code Vegas22. You get $100 in free bets. VSiN.com/horses for details on this exclusive offer for VSiN fans. VSiN.com/horses. Good luck, everyone.
Here we go. It is Thursdays with the Maestro. He is the VP of Circa, the Golden Gate, and D in downtown Las Vegas. Also, host here on VSiN. His show can be heard at 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock Pacific, every single day with Amal Shah. Mike Palm joins us in studio today. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Mitch. Good morning, Paul. Nice to see you guys back from vacation. You got more time off than Ben Fox. Good morning, Lewiston, Maine, our loyal family watching on Nesson, Schererville, Indiana, Peekaboo, Marquee, we see you. Duck Lake, Saskatchewan. Yeah, good morning, Canada. Everyone on Rogers Sportsnet. Belle Vernon, Pennsylvania, in the Pittsburgh area. AT&T, San Clemente, California. Sunrise over Spectrum. And how about a shout-out for Port St. Lucie, 1230, The Gambler, listening this morning.
Oh!
Very strong.
Yeah.
Okay, let's start the hour with some fireworks. Oof. Because it's been a week now, right? And this made some national news. Who could ever dream this scenario up in their heads, right? And we'll play video here. And for those of you who haven't seen it, you can subscribe to become a VSiN member today. Otherwise, like, just go to Twitter, go to Google, whatever, and type in Circus Sportsbook Water. And, I mean,
water feature.
That's all you need to do, right? Right? So take us through exactly what happened a week ago, your reaction, the behind the scenes. Look at this! Because we never get rain in Las Vegas, and when we do, it always floods. But my God almighty!
But it floods because there's rock in the ground, not because of the roof. It was shocking, and I was at home, and we started getting the texts and the videos, right, before Greg Hoops Peterson could chronicle Derek Stevens' 10-figure loss. But anyhow, so there's Storm Cap behind this big screen here, several of them, right, with pipes running into each other, and one of them failed. And the water gushing out, it took them about 15 minutes before they could secure the Storm Cap, but so much water got in, and then, of course, it flowed down and through the screen, flooding the bottom level of the sports book. Amazing. 60 hours later, where we were reopened.
How is that possible?
60. Well, they had to pump all the water out, right? That was the first thing. Mm-hmm. There people were saying, "There's Jeff Benson with the squeegee." You know, Jeff Benson was with the snorkel. If you look at the picture closely, but so from Thursday night till Friday afternoon, pumping all that water out of there, and then getting them huge fans, right, to dry it. Then we made the decision to tear up all the carpet. We're going to put in new carpet. So tear up the carpet Friday afternoon, Friday evening. Let the cement underneath dry out. Then late Saturday, early Sunday, started putting down new carpet. Now, my biggest fear was the screen.
Yeah.
What? I didn't know. Well, did we blow the whole screen? You know, I mean, then what? I mean, yeah, it takes a while to make those screens.
Uh-huh.
And if we didn't have that screen for the start of football, it would have been disastrous. There are 6,600 individual panels in this screen behind us. Only 430 of them were affected. And as you look, the bottom wow. right corner. So we got yeah. lucky. We had some attic stock, and then we took the top row off, right, to reconfigure that panel down there. So that it's a little bit shorter, and we'll have to order to get those tiles to put back in, those panels at the top.
But that process, though, of figuring that out, mm-hmm. how that screen broke and the waters yeah. come rushing through. Like, how many people in the world know how to fix this and have the technology to come out here and say...
We hope we know. I mean, we'll see. We hope we know how to fix it. They tinkered with it. The book reopened at 10 a.m. Sunday. We moved the operations. You know, there's that satellite up on the second floor with the three writer stations, and moved the signups for the millions and the survivor over to Golden Gate. 10 a.m., the counter down here opened on Sunday. About 6:37 p.m., we got the screen back going, right? And then we were still tinkering with it when I went in to do the show at the mall on Monday at 11. And when I came out, they thought they were pretty solid with it. But the recovery was really amazing.
It really was. What was Derek's reaction?
He was here, and he was sort of in just stunned disbelief like everybody was, right? Because there wasn't a drop anywhere else. Now, the Golden Gate with the old roof and that had water here.
Well, this
and there.
Wasn't the only casino affected. There were several places.
Did you see the picture of Planet Hollywood?
Yes.
Where the ceiling caved in above the dice pit that was just pouring down rain? Caesars?
Uh-huh. Caesars,
Of course, the parking lot at the Link. I mean, that's like the lowest point in the valley.
Oh, yeah.
People
yep.
die there some. They drown. I mean, the water gets to be 3-4 feet high there. It's really dangerous. But, we got through it, so.
So at what point, again, this goes back to a week ago tonight, when you're seeing all this video and you guys are actually here now, are you thinking, because who would ever, again, who could predict this? Who knows what the problem is? Mm-hmm. Are you thinking, like, this could be coming through all the screens? And when did you finally realize, it's one, what did you call it? Oh, a water cap?
Yeah.
When did you realize it was only the one and it was kind of neutralized that one position?
Storm cap or storm
cap,
drain.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, our guy that works for Trey Builders, that also runs the barbecue, Project Barbecue out here, Rob Baker was on scene, and they got up in the catwalk behind the screen, and he was there with Derek, and they had a video of the water pouring out. I mean, they found where it was right away, so they were able to isolate it, and then it's good it all flowed to one spot, basically, right, that it didn't go across the whole board. Because if you lose all of them, how are you going to find 6,600 panels, or how are they going to make it? I mean, it was a process... Took 5-6 months to make the screen when we first ordered it, and then even more longer for that screen at Stadium Swim, which is much bigger. So we got through it. There was some funny stuff on Twitter. I thought people were, you know, being playful and clever with it. There was one scene where, of course, it was down to the Cubs and Giants that night, right? That was the mm-hmm. last game left. So the board was out over here, but then it was all Cubs and Giants and odds and the other. And somebody said, well, what dedication that is to active content management by Mike Baum and his team, that even through a flood and water coming through the screens, they still have the content on point. And I said, it was surreal. We were all sitting here. None of us could have really conceived it, what was going to happen, but the Giants were going to win a game.
bad run.
Bad run.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, 3-11.
Yeah. You guys were in San Diego that day?
No, we went Saturday.
Oh, you went Saturday.
We went down
okay.
for the Padres games with some of the other sponsors Saturday. quick day in, day out. There was a person that had 4-seat season ticket holder behind home plate that wasn't there. So they let us rotate the seats through, right? So in like the second inning, when the shade hit those seats, Derek says, who wants to go down there? So me and a friend went down there and two other guys in our crew. And he said, okay, let's just rotate. I said, I will go down there for what I'm entitled to and nothing more. But he had to come down and get me in the seventh. What are you doing? I said, well, come down when you're ready.
Yes.
It was perfect right there.
Wow, good
game.
Seats.
Musgrove and Sonny Gray. Of course, then when they moved us, all the fireworks happened in the eighth and ninth innings. It was still 2-1 when we went back up to the suite.
So after the deadline is finally over with now, right, come and gone, they picked up one of the best players in baseball with Soto.
I thought you say Drury.
Well, I mean, last night with the grand slam, not bad, right? Really no holes in that offensive lineup. But where do you put the Padres right now in the National League?
It's hard to say. You had to say the pitching was the strength, and now you're going to say the hitting is the strength, right? I just think they're going to probably match up with the Braves in that wild card series with the first wild card against the second wild card, right? That's the way it looks like it's destined, unless the Braves catch the Mets. How do you like those pitching matchups, though? Two of the three games will be in Atlanta. You got to deal with
three. I think they're all in Atlanta.
Are they? Is it all one place?
I think they changed that. All three games would be in the team with the better record.
So then even those young pitchers don't have to pitch a game on the road if they would go there. I mean, Strider right now is unbelievable. Freed might be the second choice for Cy Young right now after Burns blew
Could
up.
Be.
But I think it's over. I agree with you, Mitch. I think it's Alcantara. I mean, it's Musgrove, it's Darvish. I guess if Snell gets back on, maybe he's your number one there. But they probably give the start to Musgrove. Because the year he had, I don't know. It's going to be a tough first series for them to get out of, but they definitely made it more exciting. We were at 22-1 before Monday on the Padres, and then when the dust settled, they're at 11-1. So that's quite a move in the World Series.
When it looked like it was going to be finalized on Tuesday, I was able to grab the Padres 9-1 to win the National League.
Oh, that's very good.
Everybody else was like down to 5 or maybe 6. And I grabbed a 9. I'm like, I'll take my chances with 9.
That's not bad. It was hard, though, because Hosmer can veto. Well, why wouldn't Hosmer veto? But then all the blue check marks said it's going to go through whether Hosmer or not, and then we sort of settled on it.
So evidently, Hosmer was getting a lot of heat for this. I don't blame him. He put it in his contract.
Oh, come on, yeah.
What, right?
Why would he?
Yeah.
Why would he stay? Or why would he go there to Washington? There's a specific reason. That was never happening, but they had the workaround.
And trying to, play this out here, mm-hmm. If they played the Mets, for example, and it's either Scherzer or DeGrom, I mean, you got to go through, let's say it's Profer leading off into, probably not, it won't be, but Tatis, then Soto, then Machado, then Drury, then Bell. I'm getting my order mixed up right now.
But he's got an interesting choice, Melvin, and who do you hit? Do you hit Machado in front of Soto or Soto in front of Machado? Soto's got a better eye and will draw more walks than Machado. So I think you hit Soto in front of Machado.
I think so,
even though Soto has more power. Profar's been unbelievable.
Oh, he's been fantastic.
In the field and at the bat, you got Cronenworth in there.
Yes.
Now, don't you have to DH Tatis? I would not mess with that infield defense.
It's a good one.
I wouldn't.
Because here's the thing. If Soto's got, you're exactly right, he's got the best eye in baseball. Yep. You put him on base, you make one mistake. Oh, 2-0 Padres now. I don't care who's on the mound.
It's a heck of a lineup.
It really is.
It went from Machado and Bus to a heck of a lineup.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. But the National League is so loaded at the top.
What do you feel about Hader? You feel this was a great deal for the Padres?
Yeah,
to get Hader?
I did not like Rodgers.
No.
I love the move.
Milwaukee, what I'm hearing is the players in Milwaukee, and they're irate.
Yep.
They feel they've given this season away.
Yep.
Oh, Devin Williams, who's not going to be the closer.
He was irate about it.
He's like,
now he gives up a run last night.
Yeah. And he's like, he's completely speechless.
Yeah.
What do you want me to say?
Boxberger in the eighth? Come on.
That's the thing.
Right?
Williams is really good.
Yeah.
But now getting to him, good luck.
Ninth inning's a different animal. That's why this Lopez to Minnesota is the second best move of the trade deadline.
Ooh, strong. Up next, we'll get into no hyperbole. Five biggest gaffes in recent days. But it's not really dedicated to gaffes this week, because if one person has ever deserved every single spot in no hyperbole, it's this guy. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
VSEN, the sports betting network. It's the top.
If you ain't first, you're last.
Five.
That's not enough, Dad!
Tuesday.
I'm ready for this my whole life.
Top five Tuesday.
Dollar, dollar, bills, y'all.
Follow the money.
Not quite top five Tuesday here, but it is Thursdays with the Maestro here on Follow the Money, VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, something here called No Hyperbole. And it's not your typical No Hyperbole Maestro today. It's all dedicated to one person who absolutely deserves all five spots.
On Tuesday evening, Vin Scully, the voice of the Brooklyn and Los Angeles Dodgers for 67 seasons, passed at the age of 94. For those of us that play sports, watch sports, or wager on sports, announcers' voices become the very soundtrack of our lives. Scully was even more than that. He was the storyteller of our lives. No hyperbole, Vin Scully was the greatest sports broadcaster of all time. Vin did it better and longer than anyone. He started his career in 1950 in the Dodgers booth with Red Barber and Connie Desmond and ended it on October 2nd, 2016. October 2nd, 2016. We'll get back to that date shortly. During those 66 years behind the mic, Scully was there with us for the times of our lives. In the moments of great historical and social significance, Vin Scully was there with us. Atlanta Fulton County Stadium, April 8th, 1974, less than a decade removed from the Civil Rights Act.
One ball and no strikes. Aaron waiting. The outfield deep and straight away. Fastball is a high drive into deep left center field. Buckner goes back to the fence. It is gone. A marvelous moment for baseball. What a marvelous moment for Atlanta and the state of Georgia. What a marvelous moment for the country and the world. A black man is getting a standing ovation in the deep south for breaking a record of an all-time baseball idol. And it is a great moment for all of us, and particularly for Henry Aaron.
Vin Scully wasn't just a one-trick pony either. From 1975 to 1982, in addition to his duties with the Dodgers, Scully covered tennis, golf, including the Masters, and the NFL for CBS. While Pat Summerall and Tom Brookshire were the number one team for CBS, Scully was the number two play-by-play announcer and worked with Sonny Jurgensen, Paul Hornung, George Allen, Jim Brown, and Hank Stram. During the late 70s, John Madden emerged as the top color commentator at CBS. The network was faced with the decision of either pairing Madden with Summerall or Scully. The first half of the 1981 season allowed CBS executives to conduct the perfect trial. They paired Madden with Scully in weeks 1 through 4 while Summerall was working the U.S. Open in Flushing, and paired Madden with Summerall in weeks 5 through 8 as Scully was calling the NLCS and World Series. Despite lobbying from Scully's agent, VSiN's own Brent Musburger recalls it was intense, CBS decided Madden was a better fit with Summerall, and who are we to quibble 4 decades later? Off the heels of that decision, Scully decided to leave CBS and move to NBC to become their lead baseball play-by-play man. CBS gave the 1981 Super Bowl to Summerall and Madden, but out of respect for Vin, gave Scully and Hank Stram one last game together, the 1981 NFC Championship game. In the moments of the greatest competition, Vin Scully was there with us. Candlestick Park, January 10th, 1982.
Pontiac, third and three. We'll see a pick of some kind on the right side, possibly. Montana, looking, throwing in the end zone.
Scully would later comment, not bad for your last game.
Huh.
Now it's the summer of 1982, and Vin joined NBC and Joe Garagiola calling National League games while Bob Costas and Tony Kubek called American League games. So many Saturday afternoons in my youth listening to those voices calling the game of the week on NBC. Scully called 3 World Series for NBC, 84, 86, and 88. In the moments of our worst failures, Vin Scully was there with us. Game 6, Shea Stadium, October 25th, 1986.
Little roller up along first, behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight, and the Mets win it.
And perhaps Scully's most famous call came 2 years later. The entire ninth inning was a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. In moments of our incredulity, Vin Scully was there with us. Game 1, Dodger Stadium, October 15th, 1988.
So improbable, the impossible has happened.
Scully called 3 of the 23 perfect games in Major League Baseball history. Don Larsen in the World Series against the Dodgers in 56, Sandy Koufax in 65, and Denny Martinez for the Expos against the Dodgers in 91. Scully also called 16 no-hitters. In our moments of elation, Vin Scully was there with us. Dodger Stadium, June 29th, 1990, almost a full decade after Fernando Mania.
Fernando ready in the strike 2 pitch, is hit back to the box, dribbling to second. Samuel on the bag, close to first, double play. Fernando Valenzuela has pitched a no-hitter at 10:17 in the evening of June the 29th, 1990. If you have a sombrero, throw it to the sky.
But life is not always sunshine and lollipops. Scully had chronicled the entire 14-year career of Hall of Fame right-hand pitcher Don Drysdale. Drysdale had also spent 6 years in the booth with Vin Scully when he had to make this announcement. In our moment of sorrow, Vin Scully was there with us. Olympic Stadium, Montreal, Canada, July 4th, 1993.
Friends, we've known each other a long time, and I've had to make a lot of announcements, some more painful than others, but never have I ever had to been asked to make an announcement that hurts me as much as this one. And I say it to you as best as I can with a broken heart. Don Drysdale, who had a history of heart trouble, you may remember a couple of years ago he had angioplasty, and he was found dead in his hotel room. Obviously a victim of a heart attack, and had passed away during his sleep. He was not on the team bus today, but we thought perhaps he had taken a cab. We tried to reach him at the hotel. There was no answer. And a little while ago, we found out what had happened. And to Annie and Donnie and Darren and Drew and all the Drysdale family, our prayers for strength and our tears as well.
October 2nd, 2016, back to that date. Vin Scully's final broadcast, Dodgers at Giants, a fall Sunday afternoon, final day of the regular season for Major League Baseball, and week four of the NFL season. I was at the long bar at the D with Derek Stevens. We had one TV on baseball tucked in the corner of the roulette pit, and we would glance back from time to time to monitor the progress of the Dodgers-Giants game. As the eighth inning finished with the Giants up 7-1, I walked to the Crestron and put every third TV on the Dodger game. I then switched the volume of the entire property, not just the long bar and the view bar, but the pit and the slots and the hotel lobby, to hear Vin Scully's final inning and send off to his 67-season career. Vin said, "I needed you more than you needed me. We knew then we would never hear another like him." Scully was entertaining, precise, proficient, charming, friendly, outgoing, smooth, relaxed, warm, knowledgeable, intelligent, literate, concise, well-prepared, and colorful. L.A. Times columnist Jim Murray called Scully the Fordham Thrush with the 400 larynx. In his Hall of Fame induction speech in 1982, that's right, Vin's been in the Hall of Fame for 40 years, Scully told a story of an Indian chief who made his young charges climb as high as they could on a mountain on a single day to test their bravery. Four young men set out at daybreak. The first young man returned in the afternoon with a sprig of spruce to show how high he had climbed. The second returned later with a branch of pine. In the early evening, the third returned with an alpine shrub. Finally, the last young man returned late at night empty-handed, for where he reached, there was no spruce, nor pine, nor shrubs. But he told his chief, "I saw the sea." Vin Scully was the storyteller of our lives, and this week, he saw heaven. And that is no hyperbole.
Well done.
Very good. All right.
The best, strong. Period. Yes.
Mount Rushmore of sports broadcasters?
Yeah, what do you go?
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about this. I go Scully, Summerall,
really?
Al Michaels,
yeah.
Dick Ember.
I'd have Brent on there.
Yeah.
Think about that last football game he called, the 81 NFC Championship.
That was
Brent and Irv Cross are on the field doing, you know, the NFL today. Best referee of all time, Jim Tunney, does the game. It's Landry, it's Walsh, it's Montana, Scully, Stram. I think it's the most important NFL game of my lifetime because it was the seed change with the end of that Cowboys dynasty of the 70s into the 49ers.
And the beginning
of
the Niners in the 80s, yeah. Well done, Mike. Very good job, and that guy deserved every single second of it. He was the best. Up next, in-pocket plays, and is Circa seeing good action on the Hall of Fame game tonight?
To determine the winner of any given college basketball game.
Someone gives you 10,000 to 1 on anything. You take it. Take it. Take it.
I'll bet you 20 bucks I can get you gambling before the end of the day.
No way.
I'll give you 3 to 1 odds.
Nope.
5 to 1.
Nope.
10 to 1.
You're up.
In pocket plays. Last night, Wheeler, dog, plus 120 consensus number. That was a winner against the Braves, so a pretty decent week so far here in this segment on baseball bets. That's a winner. I have nothing as of right now in baseball, but some of the pending plays that I have in the NFL. Coach of the Year, Kevin O'Connell, 18-1 for the Vikings. I'm high on Paulie's Minnesota Vikings this year. Offensive Player of the Year, Justin Jefferson, 20-1. I might have to look at Deebo Samuel today after those comments again. He's okay with everything. Playing running back, all of it.
Just
totally misled for the last 4 months. Okay, great. Vikings to win 10 or more games, plus 140. I like getting Zimmer out of there and O'Connell to come in. Comeback Player of the Year, Barkley was 40-1. And that was, when I bet it, I said, go get it at 30. It sounded like 16-1 right now. He's not even on the board at most spots. I don't get it. And per reports, looks awesome so far. But take it for what it's worth. And passing yards leader Davis Mills, 200-1 this year. Browns to make the playoffs. I bet this many moons ago. No plus 130. Browns to win 10 or more games. No plus 150.
What if everything's going to be flipped now, too? Where you think he's got the first six, and now he might play the first who knows how long, and then fight in the courts, and it's like, okay, now you're out the back end of the season. Everything could be flipped with this.
Because they have the easiest schedule in the first 6 weeks.
Yes! Oh, it'd be something.
And then it completely... Good luck. Hey, Brissette, now you're in. Go ahead.
Uh-huh.
Face the schedule.
Yeah. Well, pro Perez. He's been so good this year, and he was solid again yesterday. Six innings, one earned. But no help, and the bullpen spit it up as well. And Rangers get beat again. Orioles go 6-0 against Texas this year. And there's something to this. Let's rally around this. Oh, they say we can't do it. Aren't they going to break us up? Yeah. See if they can keep it going. That was a loser. Jets over 5.5, minus 150. Colts to win the division, minus 110. Colts over 9.5, minus 150. Ole Miss over 7.5 wins. Getting a little creative here. A little Sun Belt. Troy to win 14-1. Taking a piece there. And why not, huh? Do it for Vinny again today. Kershaw, who has owned the Giants, especially in San Francisco, 14-6 with a 1.58 ERA, trying to go 8 in a row against the Giants. LA 11-3 since the break. Giants 3-11. Dodgers on the run line as well. In Pocket, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials posted after noon Eastern, BetRivers.com. Excellent job by you here with the Q&A with Nigel. Have you made any soccer bets? Yeah, it was a good job. And Nigel's on tomorrow, by the way, to preview the Premier League season, which starts tomorrow. But these lower leagues have got underway as well. Have you made any soccer bets?
I bet Tottenham to be in the top four. I agree with Nigel. I think, you know, I'm a Tottenham guy anyhow. I think they get into condition with Conte. They had a little more scoring, so they're not just the 1-2 punch with the mumbler Harry Kane and Son Min. But what an angle this under in the first week of leagues are.
Okay.
Championship League, 24 teams, 12 games, 11 games went under. They were all 2.5, 11-1 to the under. One game had three goals, and it was a late goal to put it over. Scotland, I think, went 7-1 to the unders, and that's a high-scoring league, the Scottish Premier League. When Argentina started in the summer, I think it was 10-2 to the unders. So maybe we go all unders on EPL week. We just blindly bet all the unders. I don't know. These the first week, like first legs of a match in a tournament. This first week, very, very cagey, very nervy.
You want to go round robin?
Ooh. 10? What do you do it
ten,
by?
Ten,
what do you do it by? Games. The sixes?
Well, nah,
what are you going to do it by?
That's a good question. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Or the nine. I just like to do it by the nines and give yourself a cushion.
You'll go by the
and
nines.
And then you start hedging on Sunday and you bury yourself. But it's interesting. I have Christopher Sullivan on the show today. I'm all out till Tuesday. So Christopher Sullivan, former U.S. men's national soccer team player and a soccer analyst for BN and Fox, is going to be on today and tomorrow. We'll focus on EPL today, and then we'll do League One, La Liga, and maybe Championship League tomorrow. He's a great guest. Also on today, Nick Bogdanovich, now of Circa Sports, your buddy. He'll be on. Jeff Erickson, co-founder of RotoWire, and the kid from the Rush Hour, Danny Burkle, will join the program as well to talk about all the moves the Cubs and White Sox made.
Your show is at 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 Pacific,
sure
right
is.
Here on VSiN. Are you guys seeing, here at Circa Sports anyway, Las Vegas and other states, not just Nevada, are you seeing decent handle on the Hall of Fame game?
And because it's the Raiders, we get a little bit of action. But I know you always ask me about our liabilities and what people are betting in football, so I came a little bit prepared today.
Sure.
Biggest movement is the Browns because, and you had Chris Bennett on, right? We factored in he would play the whole year into our numbers. So now six and what, maybe more? Who knows? It's so fluid. Buccaneers season win total went from 11.5 down to 11. Of course, Gronk retires in the center out. Biggest liability for us is Lions over 6.5 right now on the win totals. Chargers, we opened at 30-1 to win the Super Bowl. They're down to 11-1. So a lot of San Diego love. Huh?
From 30 to 11?
30 to 11 to 1.
Yeah.
Our biggest liabilities on the Super Bowl right now are the Raiders and the Steelers.
Hmm.
Biggest liability on conference, Texans and Seahawks. And player bets, Tolbert for Rookie of the Year, Zamir White for Rookie of the Year, Dan Campbell and Nathaniel Hackett for Coach of the Year, and Davante Adams and Trey Lance for MVP.
Very thorough.
So that's what we got so far.
Okay, so with Adams and with the Raiders, And you get more sharp money here than anything else. Mm-hmm. But is that, are you getting a lot of the public?
There's local money.
The local stuff, yeah. You're coming here and give me the Raiders?
Yeah, absolutely. Are we going to see all these preseason line moves like this all diving down, four points like tonight? Yeah. When are you going to have Edelon? When will Chuck Edelman?
Next Friday.
He's the expert on that. He's, yes.
He's the key to the entire market.
Yeah.
He really is. You may want to tune in next Friday.
No kidding.
At like 9:45 a.m. Eastern time because he's so good at this.
Yeah. He's the best.
Very good. Yes. And then you have the Ravens in action a week from tonight. Mitch, the tax you're going to pay on the Ravens.
Well, I'm already
20 in a row.
Yeah, that number's
18
up.
And 2 ATS.
Let me get that for you, Paul. Go ahead and continue. I'll get
that'll be Harbaugh's legacy. Preseason.
That's right. That'll be fantastic.
I'm all over them. 20-1 to win the Super Bowl. All over them.
Yep.
You know, it's a little. He's not the only one.
But he was saying this.
Oh, he said it back in like March.
March, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But since then, I've heard a lot more people, and I'm with him. I think like just because of the amount of games lost to injury last year, it was so high compared to other teams. Getting everybody back this year makes a lot of sense.
You know who the other team that I hear a lot of talk about is? The Eagles. A lot of people on the Eagles to win the East.
Yeah, the anti-Cowboys. Right? Mm-hmm. You can't repeat in that division. Dallas can't go back-to-back playoffs. Big Mike's going to be on a hot seat, likely gone.
I'll give you one. Yeah. Week one, Philly against Detroit. Lions shocked the world and beat him in week one?
Could be.
Sure they could. It
absolutely could be. I don't want that. Somebody said, we'll put a money line parlay with the Eagles minus a dollar. I don't want any part of the money line on the Eagles in week one.
Who do you feel? Okay, out of the three there, would you go San Francisco with Lance in Chicago, the Eagles, or will you go with the Saints against the god-awful?
Saints.
Falcons. Okay.
Falcons may be worse than the Texans.
Oh, I guess.
Don't you think?
Yes.
For worse record?
Are they worse than the Bears?
You think the Bears are that bad?
Yeah.
I see a lot of people making the case and making that bet.
I haven't been on because you guys were gone, but there's an interesting prop bet, and I'm not sure if it was DraftKings or points bet, but it's a three-way quinella. So each of these six teams have to finish in the top two in their division, not necessarily in any order, right? So 1-2.
Yeah.
Three ways. Cowboys-Eagles, Packers-Vikings, Colts-Titans. It's 4-1, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Isn't that an interesting bet?
Okay, that's a bet.
And now here's the second part of, and the more interesting question. Which of the six teams are you most fearful of not coming in the top two?
Might be Tennessee. You?
To me, it's Tennessee.
Yeah.
They could be really bad.
I could see, yes.
Well, not really bad, but they didn't do anything.
Jacksonville couldn't
improve. And just hope Tannehill keeps playing at that level.
Might be out of there.
Can the Giants finish second in the NFC East?
I don't know. People ask, I don't know. I just don't.
Well, look, I mean, as much as we like Jacksonville, just based on that's addition by subtraction, getting Meyer out of there, automatic upgrade going from what they had last year at the coaching staff. I mean, going from Joe
still
Judge
got
the and
same
Garrett,
quarterback, the, don't you?
Yeah, but he only played three games last year in hurt.
He looks good for what that's worth.
Yeah.
Get your popcorn ready. Isn't Hard Knocks Tuesday with biting kneecaps?
I think,
this is going to be crazy. All the footage of this guy, he's a nut with the media. Imagine what he's like behind the scenes.
I would imagine he's going to make the show worth watching this year.
Oh, my God, yeah. That should be fun.
I'll take him over the other Campbell, though. Matt Campbell.
Yes. Over Matt Campbell?
Derek likes this guy. He says the people in Detroit, the players love him, the fans like
him. Yeah,
they competed.
Are you there? Can you see the Lions going 7-10, 8-9 this year?
Yes. They could beat the Bears twice. You know, can you pick off a game against the Vikings, right?
Well, I will say that
last year, they were competitive in both games.
Well, yeah,
they should have beat them.
Pick, the kid that went from 60 or whatever it was.
I will go back and look, but it feels like the Lions, they don't beat the Packers necessarily, but don't they play them down to the wire or give them a game like all the time?
Yeah, but they never beat them.
They had this thing.
They never beat them. Should have beat the Rams. Last year, remember, in SoFi.
That's right.
Pulled out all the stops. We're leading in that game. They're competitive.
How they lost to the Ravens?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Up next, we'll get into the contest here at Circa with the Survivor and also the Survivor. What is Mike anticipating for an overlay this year with about a month to go? We'll ask him that coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
College football guides out now. Start your football season on the right foot. Profiles of every team, trends, power ratings, win totals, Heisman talk, playoff predictions. Thule putting himself out there with Utah 60-1 and 5-1 to make the playoff. The only way to get access this year is to become a VSiN All Access subscriber. Get the discounted rate of $175, college and the pro guide along with the full VSiN access through the Super Bowl. Or join us for $40 a month and see everything VSiN has to up your betting game. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Yeah,
all right.
You have to be a subscriber.
Yes. There you go.
Correct, yep.
All right, my friend. Promote the panel. First of all, we're getting close to the seminar of big names.
He's going to be here today. Urlacher.
Oh, good.
We're going to hang out with him here today. He's going to watch the Hall of Fame game with us. At least the first half. And then I think he's having dinner at Barry's. Talk about Illinois and being a spokesman in Illinois. But he's on the panel August 27th, first event ever in the new Circa Ballroom. They've been working on it since the spring, and it's going to open with that event 4 to 6 p.m. Chris Bennett that you had on this week from Circa Sports also going to be on it. Sean King, what a career at Tulane, wins the Super Bowl with Tampa Bay. He'll be on it. And then Adam Chernoff, who you really introduced to the world here on this show, has done great work, and what a sharp football mind he is. And he'll have a ton of prop bets, I'm sure, for the people to look at in the NFL this year.
Great find by Mitch, and he is coming to town, and we are taking him to Naked City. Looking forward to that. Great. Does that qualify?
It's a restaurant, by the way.
Yeah, okay. Doesn't qualify. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yes.
Does that qualify?
For people who don't know.
That doesn't qualify. That's not fast food. That's not.
Oh, no. No. Okay. No. Sandwiches are very good.
Great pizza.
Pizza. Oh, they're
great
known for
sandwiches.
The pizza.
Their wings, my God, he's very creative with the apps, too. The pepperoni rolls and what he has.
I think maybe the best wings in the entire city of Las Vegas.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And his pizza's awesome. It's like Buffalo-style pizza. So very, very good.
Yep, looking forward to that.
We called Adam. I reached out to him like last year. I'm like, look, and you're so nice, and you come on all the time. anywhere you want to go.
I bring these people to town and then you enjoy them.
Well,
I do. Yeah.
It's a mutual, you know, the relationship.
Yeah, I know because of you, but
yeah. So I said, where do you want to go? We'll take you to dinner. He sends me back.
Snap call.
Yeah. He Googles Naked City's website and he sends it. And he goes, I want to go there. I'm like, well, we can make that happen.
Oh yeah.
Go get some good pizza and some wings.
That's right. All right, my friend, let's get some predictions here. What do you think? We're getting close. What kind of overlay are you going to have? What are your predictions for the contest? And I'm a year too late where it looks like Survivor will have more. But what do you think is going to happen with the Survivor?
Well, they definitely will have more.
Definitely.
We're just almost to 2,000 now.
Yeah.
So we have in our sports department and our county, these guys that are like, they're like actuarial scientists, right? They do these flow charts and Venn diagrams and bar graphs, all this stuff. And they're predicting right now 7,000 in Survivor.
What?
They're predicting 7,000 in Survivor and just short of 5,000 in the millions, which doesn't do us any good because we still have the overlay for the millions. We need to, you know, thread the needle at 6 and 6. But what do you think of that?
So you're going to get
high.
You're going to get 6,000 more entries in Survivor in the next
Unless
5 weeks.
Close to that.
No.
Close to that.
You're going to do 1,200 a day. That's a ballpark figure. Not 1,200 a day. No, that's the wrong number.
No,
1,200 a week.
Yeah, but you know, the last few days, the last 2 weeks is 80% of the entries come. So how are they going to break down? That's the key to all of it.
I don't think you get the 5,000 in the other one either.
Neither do I.
Okay.
Oh, you don't?
Neither
what do you
think?
You think there's about a 1-8 overlay?
I predict at this point, and I started out saying 9,800 between the two, which is up from 8,200, right? We were just short of 8,200, 4,100 about in both.
Right.
I said around 9,800 in both, and I thought we would be at like 5,700, right? And just a little over 4,000. Yeah. I think we'll be about flat in the millions. It's my prediction.
Right. You got competition. You know, they're making some changes down the street, and they're going.
The economy.
You become and the big boy in town now.
I just think Survivor. Look at Derek thought the Survivor was going to go from 1,000 to 6,000 in year two, right? And it went to 4,100. Who's not to say? I mean, it's a really good contest.
Yes.
People love it.
Right.
People, and the average person loves it, right?
And I mean, it's six.
The professionals.
Six entries max.
And the people that are really serious are more the millions. Five games is a lot to pick against a point spread. I'm sorry. I try to find two a week.
Right. It's
you
so
know what
hard.
I mean? It's hard.
Not
it's
to mention just, you got to hit 70%.
It's hard, but anybody can play the Survivor and pick a team. And
there you go.
And they group together. And, you know, they're coming out from Iowa and a guy's buying six entries and splitting it with 11 buddy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that stuff. And it's great. The whole season you have a storyline every week.
Yeah, Mike, I said years ago the football contest in Las Vegas could rival the World Series of Poker, right? Get like 7,000-8,000 people in it. But to Paulie's point, the more people you get in it every single year, and when you touch 4,000 or beyond that, the winner is going to hit 70%. Somebody will do that out of 4,000 people or 5,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
And then finishing in the money, you're still going to have to hit at a clip. It's going to take you like, I mean, we had a guest on yesterday, Kevin Rogers. He did the math. Basically, you need to go 3-2 for 11 weeks, and then you need to go 4-1 the other 7 weeks with a chance to win the whole thing. And then beyond that, you like if you have a 2-3 here, a 1-4, like you really shoot yourself in the foot.
And the good thing is we're going down to 100 this year, right, from 50, paying the top
like
100.
That.
And the quarters are always the thing. Get hot
for sure.
4 or 5 weeks. That's the real lure, right?
I think so.
If you didn't have the quarters, it'd be really tough.
Yep.
What were you doing with the booby again?
We have a 100,000 for the worst record for the year, and then we have the half a booby, 50,000 for the second worst record.
There you go.
So there you go.
There it is, right?
And then the
boar scores quarterly as well.
Yeah.
It's such a great like discussion and strategy. At what point, if you start off really, really awful, right, in the contest, do you try to pivot and say, well, okay, I'm already out of it, so I need to like... But then, when we discussed this last year, and guys were making... Because the person who won the booby prize was so bad, but people were like on his tail, right? How do you actually go about trying to pick the worst games every single week? Or do you just if you're bad picking your bets, you just continue that path?
I think you have to, but I mean, the guy decided in week one he's going for it with one of the entries, right? You go 0-5 in week one and say that's the way we go because you're already behind the eight ball with an 0-5.
Yep,
you're a dog. You're a big dog to cash at that point to have an 0-5 week. You look at these guys that are in the top 10. Look at how many 4-1 and 5-0 weeks they had. It's amazing.
And it is.
They never really have a 1-4. Maybe they go 2-3, right? So It's just as hard to pick a loser as a winner, though.
Your thoughts on the fast food rankings?
Humans is an underrated writer.
Yes, he is.
He really is. Everybody, you know, he's a gregarious eating and drinking and man about town, ladies' man, all that, right?
But I forgot his line when we went to Portillo's. He wrote after he ate, he said he looked like a boa constrictor swallowed a deer. What he wrote out.
He's a very good writer. He's an intelligent man. He's very thorough. Good better as well. But the list is outstanding. I think it's VSiN's signature contribution to the sports betting landscape.
It's something. It's
honestly one of my favorite shows to do. Yeah, it's absolutely.
There might be more talk on that show than any other show all year.
Yeah. He should have had Capriotti's on the list.
Okay, but
qualify as a fast food?
No, I think
it absolutely
fast food.
Is fast food.
But here's the thing. It's not just a Las Vegas thing. You can find Capriotti's in certain pockets across the country. But again, when it comes to the qualifications, like he has Zippy's, which is only it's only Hawaii.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah,
that can't be on the list, in my opinion.
Although we're getting one here, they already broke ground.
Still not enough.
But I agree with you. But a lot of the feedback we got were people on the East Coast saying, what about us? And like the three of the top five guys on the East Coast don't even have that.
That's accurate.
That's true. Does Chick-fil-A lose points for being closed on Sunday?
That should.
Does it get points?
Okay.
I would also say that his number one is Portillo's. I think if you go bite for bite, right? I think Portillo's is I can't argue with that, but it's so small compared to all these other ones or most of these other ones. Like a lot of people are like, I've never had Portillo's. I can't find it. I can't get it.
Of the 50 on the list, what do you think the over under is the average number that a person has eaten on?
Oh, that's a phenomenal question.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
That's a great question.
32? 38?
Or how about this?
No, not that.
How many do they have access to?
Yeah.
Right.
Because we've had Portillo's, but we don't have access to Portillo's. We have to take a flight to go eat it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm a big Culver's guy, and he's got him top five.
Culver's is so good.
What are you at with Wendy's?
If Wendy's could come up with the fry, I rank their burger right up there with anybody.
It's a good menu.
I like the chili.
Yeah, the drive-thru.
I don't like that they went away from the small salad. I like the small salad with the pomegranate dressing, but now they're all these big salad.
I don't want anything
to do with the big salad.
Yeah. Yeah, Lane Bennis. I want to know, you want to sit down with these people, like, who makes these decisions? They used to have the best breadsticks, got rid of them. McDonald's had great chicken tenders, got rid of them. McDonald's also used to have a great chicken sandwich. Now
they just stole it from Chick-fil-A. They used to have those chicken wraps with different dressings, ranch and honey mustard.
Look at Taco Bell. I mean, the Stevens kid's got to be beside himself. Mexi-Mel, all the stuff to change. You're taking away popular items here pissing off your fan base.
Well, I understand what In-N-Out's also doing with their fries. But can we have a sit down, please, with the people who run In-N-Out and say, you got to change it up a little bit?
Are you a big In-N-Out guy?
No.
I refuse to wait an hour in line anyhow, even if it was good.
No, they're good. I was just there. They'll get you right through.
Really?
They'll put you through.
I think that Raising Cane's does a good job of wheeling you through that line, too.
I know. Raising Cane's is excellent. But again, it's only chicken.
Yeah. I have to fight back, Paulie, on In-N-Out. It's a very good burger.
Yeah, I don't like the fries, though.
Yeah, it's a good
This problem. Animal, no, I can't even look at him.
No, I don't like the animal fries. No, I can't bite that either.
I think Freddy's and definitely Shake Shack got a better burger, though, than In-N-Out. I understand the people who think it's overrated. That's a polarizing topic, In-N-Out, because it's just built up so much. You got to have it.
If you haven't had Shake Shack, go try the double stack today. It's phenomenal.
Yeah,
concur. Mike, great stuff as always. Thank you, pal.
Hey, give me an A.
Take the VSiN experts with you anytime, anywhere with our full lineup of sports betting podcasts. Visit VSiN.com/podcasts to listen to every show on daily best bets with Follow the Money, The Lombardi Line, A Numbers Game, and My Guys in the Desert. Plus, get insights and analysis.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at CallSheet.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.